Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Olympic flag football and Weenie 500 talk. It's coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Baby?
It's Mabe.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but my name is John the lawn care. Mm-hmm. We have a special running this fall. We give you an extra application for free. Applications.
Hey John, hold that thought. Look, I may be interested, but look, I'm a songwriter and I got this melody I'm working on. I just want to record it to my jam box before I forget it.
Would like to call back?
No, just hold on. I just want to get this before I forget it. That's a pretty darn good melody. Hold on. Da da da. I remember September in that small Kentucky town. John and I surrendered.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom.
I wasn't listening. Hello, how are you? Everything okay? Okay, good.
We were just talking about how
could you say that a little more dismissively?
I was just wondering. I was thinking about Pat being in jail.
Oh,
once again,
terrible. Where are you?
Mouthing off to the police. Right. But there, so there
dreaming
were
of it?
Three guys in the cell with you,
mm-hmm.
And there was a toilet.
Once, yeah, the silver toilet. Like
did you sit down or lie down?
Silver.
I stood. Yeah.
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
Like yeah. Silver, though. That makes it sound so.
It was a gold toilet.
That could be the gayest thing you've ever said.
It was silver.
It was a silver toilet.
And it was a little dirty.
Beautiful. Man.
No, I stood by the little plexiglass window and just stared, trying to get someone's attention because I didn't know what to do. You have to call a.
What? You're like a dog in a pet store?
Yeah, I stood.
I can't remember. Did I bail you out on that one? I can't even remember.
No, the guy from the comedy club did, Joel. Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to break down and actually get to some sporting news?
We can.
Okay, what do you got?
NFL owners have unanimously approved player participation in flag football for the 2028 Olympics. A big mistake.
Says that's this reporter.
This reporter's opinion.
And I have a question.
I don't have an answer. The vote authorized the league to negotiate safety provisions, scheduling logistics with the NFL Players Association. And also, the 28 in Los Angeles, 10 player Olympic rosters will be selected. It's 5-on-5 for your flag football, in case you're wondering. 6 teams each in separate tournaments for men and women. Only 1 player per NFL club would be allowed for each country. 5-on-5 and a 50-yard field, so that would be half the size of your regular field.
And I'm in all honesty,
I'm not answering.
Do you think you'll see Tom Brady?
No.
Come out of retirement?
No. God, no. Why?
Oh, because he wants a gold medal?
For an Olympic gold medal?
No.
He's got everything else.
No.
Why wouldn't he?
No.
He'd be great at it.
I think I would.
I mean, Aaron
Rodgers. Tom Brady, yeah. Would do it?
Aaron Rodgers has got the ego to
so what I, sure. What I couldn't understand, I read this article several times that I couldn't quite figure out.
Uh-huh.
So the entire roster of the team is 10 players. Is that correct?
Yeah, five players on offense, five players on defense.
Okay. Yeah, don't you think?
No.
You don't think any of the NFL greats will try out?
I'm going to say no again, and I'm not going to agree with you.
Well, why don't we bet $1,000?
Hang on a second. You know what, Tom? You've convinced me. Yes, I think Tom Brady will be first in line. He wants a
really
gold medal.
Bad idea.
Why is it a bad idea?
Flag football in the Olympics.
Well, you might as well just give the USA the medal right now.
Yeah. What other teams play around
you
the
don't
world?
Know. There might be
a Samoan team
in Cuba.
Are they part of America?
Know. Jamaica will put a team together.
Yeah, of course.
There'll be a movie about it.
Yeah. Slow runnings.
It's the most growing little league sport right
flag,
now.
Yeah, that's because parents don't want their kids playing contact.
Right. Do they test for what's that stuff that Hiawatha? What's that stuff called? The Rogers station?
Ayahuasca.
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 Here.
Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca again.
Here's the quarterbacks.
They test for steroids, but do they test for that crap?
Here's the quarterbacks they have to choose from who would also like a gold medal. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield.
There you go. I mean, yeah.
Or Tom Brady. And then the running backs.
No, wait. I'm sorry.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
I didn't make myself clear.
And yes,
I
apologize. You did.
No, I didn't. If you're not an active NFL player.
Are you eligible?
Could you have, in other words, could you have Tom Brady on the team as a non-active NFL player and then have an NFL player as your one, you're allowed one NFL player on the team, right?
Each NFL team can only send one player to the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
You've got it backwards.
Oh, I thought each Olympic team was only allowed one NFL player. Oh, that, okay.
No, they're made up of
that's not
five
fair.
Players, and it's not NFL Jimmy, player. Joe, Paul, and Tom Brady.
I think anybody should be eligible.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Try out.
College players.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, there are probably guys that are
You want to win a gold medal, but you want to have...
There are probably some arena football players that deserve the shot at the Olympics.
And there are probably some arena football players that would be better at...
Yeah.
I can't say this fast enough.
Who, me or him?
Him. Arena football players.
I do love.
How do you think? What are the parameters going to be for picking a player for the Olympic team of flag football? Wouldn't they want the best players, ergo the NFL, not the UFL?
But it's a different game. It's a different game. There may be better players who aren't in the NFL.
I disagree strongly.
And
I
read it wrong.
I thought some Disney movie to come out and.
I want.
There's going to be an accidental tackling.
Gus, the gold-winning medal donkey. He could kick
that'd
field
be
goals
good.
For us. How about
that'd
that?
That'd be good.
Or a golden retriever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, is this going to be part
golden
of the winter
receiver.
Or summer?
Yes.
Golden medal.
This is the
retriever.
Is the summer games in L.A. in
well, then I don't think the
28.
And the NFL is primarily a fall-winter game here in the U.S. I don't think it should be in the summer. Suck on that
either.
Nugget no. of wisdom.
Well, that's right. I don't think it should be an Olympic sport, but that's me. Nobody asked me. Nobody asked me about the sudden death rule.
I do think it's odd that the Olympic Committee is insisting they call it "smear the queer." I thought that was a bold choice.
Yeah. It seemed like a misstep.
You didn't know that was. They've changed it back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, what? Since it's in the USA, will the flags all be American flags?
The flags are tearing off the waist. That
flag football.
They're a little plastic Velcro flags.
Don't you think somebody's going to accidentally just get? Tackled yes. so hard.
Oh, yeah.
The person's going to
go
into NFL mode. And
they're going to forget.
You know, I'd like to continue asking stupid questions.
They call it NFL mode when they get a head injury now?
I have more stupid questions. Can they wear pads and do they wear helmets?
Wear helmets. I don't know. But flag football as it exists now, they don't wear helmets.
Some of them do.
Oh,
the kids do.
Oh, the smaller kids, I would imagine. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, we don't know the answers to any of these questions.
Well, the NFL, they don't wear knee pads or anything. Shoulder pads.
I do love, though, that if this all began with Tom saying, I have a question, and Chick immediately saying, nope.
No.
I have a question. Nope.
Nope. Nope. I know what your question's going to be.
I just wonder if they're testing for Hiawatha, whatever.
Ayahuasca.
I already asked you.
However.
Oh, he set us up for that.
Yep.
Jackie Mason-esque humor.
However.
He already did.
Hiawatha is a great name for a drug. I like that.
The old Hiawatha.
Oh, man, you got any Hiawatha?
Yeah, it does sound like a street thing.
You got any Big H? You got any Big Chief? There we go.
Big Chief, that's
Big
good.
Chief, I need some Chief, man.
Yeah. Oh, we're out of Chief. I got the Hiawatha.
I don't know why not, right?
Chief, make your dick fall off.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
Josh, okay. You can have some of this, but it's going to make your dick fall off.
You know, I think I'll pass. I'm just going to get a six-pack.
Really? Well, every now and then, just cramp you up.
Okay.
It won't fall off.
Oh, well, let's we'll have to do some more homework on the
Panther,
flag football.
Yeah, that's right. We need to find out these questions. Yes. And now let's get to the meat and potatoes. Oh, this is a whole meal. Right
yeah.
Here.
Oh.
Oscar Mayer's fleet of Wienermobiles are going to race head-to-head in the first Weenie 500 race.
Yeah.
Wow.
An idea who's way overdue.
Keep going. There's a problem.
Six hot dog-shaped vehicles will make their racing debut at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway ahead of this year's 500. According to authorities at Oscar Mayer, the winner will receive a trophy at the Wiener's Circle.
Of course. Wiener's Circle.
Along with a condiment spray and now, celebratory hot dog.
If you've already bet on it, I just want you to know that they've had to reconfigure the grid because the Penske hot dog was caught gluing the condiments on.
So, oh, no. Yeah.
They're going to have to start in the back.
Right. Do we know who's driving the Wienermobiles? Is it former race drivers? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun.
I think Tom Brady's going to.
Really?
Isn't Tom Brady going to be?
He's at the 500. Yeah. He's going to be the
pace car, unofficial pace.
I think he's in the.
Because Michael Strahan's driving something, right?
He's in the back seat of the two-seater, I think. Right?
I drove by and I saw the six Wienermobiles. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you know it, right next to him, 8 Bunmobiles.
Oh.
Will they ever get that straight?
Nope, apparently not.
Man, oh man.
Can we agree that
in the Museum of Jokes, I've always loved that joke. It will never be hacked to me.
Next to planes and cars or
dogs and cats, LA
dogs
and New
and
York.
Cats,
yeah.
Very hack. Yes.
The Wienermobiles are going to be driven by Oscar Mayer's hot doggers.
That's what I want because
the
these kids deserve this.
Are the official spokespeople of the Wienermobile fleet.
Yes.
You have to go through school to be able to drive the Wienermobile.
Yes.
Tom did this.
I raced Al Unser Jr.
Really?
That's right. And you cheated.
That's fine.
You should
I didn't cheat. I just thought that the oval was out of shape, so I took cut one of the corners. He still beat me.
How fast were you going?
Oh,
80, 90 miles an hour.
Think about the Wienermobile.
As fast as a wiener goes?
Stability.
How fast your wiener go?
My wiener go pretty fast.
Back in the day.
No, right now.
Oh, yeah,
I haven't lost anything off my fastball.
Really?
Yeah. For Pat, it's more of a drag race, really. Like a quarter mile.
Trying to drag it out.
No.
They should have you as a racing driver expert.
Yeah.
To broadcast. It'll be Friday, May 23rd, 2 p.m. On the Fox Sports app.
Yeah, it's going to be on Carb Day.
And IndyCar on Fox and the social media accounts. You could be right there. Well, of course, I have experience with
back in the day.
That's right.
You know, before they had the walls that were soft, we took the big risk. You know, okay. I'll be driving the Buick.
But wouldn't a part of you...
Who's in the offie?
Wouldn't you want to hear or see the wieners crash and see what happens?
No, I don't want them to crash.
Hot dog parts everywhere.
Well, that's a shame that they put gasoline in the Eddie Sachs wiener.
The most delicious tragedy we've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
And wieners go flying out on the track.
In collaboration with DraftKings, fans can predict the outcome of the race by answering a series of race-related questions at DraftKings.com/Weenie500.
How fun.
Those who pick up the most points will share a total cash prize of $10,000.
They have to drink. I hope they're not drinking milk. Milk and wieners don't go together.
No. You got a nice,
what do you mean?
Nice, a cola or
I mean,
beer.
When you win the Indy 500, you got the milk.
Well they said condiments. They said they'd be...
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to... Mustard or... Yeah. You haven't ever had chocolate milk and a hot dog? Come on.
What?
No.
What a lovely summer treat.
Or you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you dunk it in there.
Oh, no.
No, no, like in the summer is a hot dog and a nice hot Sprite. As hot as coffee.
Actually, I can't let this go. This story, which was prepared for me by Tom.
Correct, yes.
It says, this is word for word,
mm-hmm.
in collaboration with DraftKings, fans can predict the outcome of the outcome of the race. There's three outcomes there.
See, a professional would have proofread it and realized that in my haste.
I did, and I went ahead and read it, but I wanted to go back and get it.
Now, by answering, it says you have to answer race questions.
Right.
Uh-huh. Do they mean like Indy 500, or do they mean like ethnicities?
Yeah, they want to know about Lester Maddox appearing on the Dick Cavett Show.
The first question is, what race are you?
Oh. Right.
You have to answer it.
They have four boxes. You have to check one.
Happy now?
He started it. Look at me.
Now, we'll certainly look forward to seeing the
The Weenie 500, man.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
That's a great idea.
What a great idea. That's been
Is it just one lap, or do we know how far it's going to go?
500.
500 miles.
500 miles. Take all day.
It won't be done until the start of on Sunday. Okay. But, yeah, it's well worth it.
Well, they pulled into the pits, got to put on a pair of Firestones. Took that.
Probably just one lap, I would think.
I would imagine, yeah. It, at that speed, it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, you're going kind of light on Tom. You would rake me over the coals for not knowing how long this is and who's driving the wieners. And...
I've learned.
Oh, but you kept names. Do you see it?
It's, yeah.
We got the Chicago dog, the slaw dog, the New York dog.
They're all different. They represent different segments of the country.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fun. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, the San Francisco dog's going into a tight tunnel.
All right.
Now it's backing up.
Oh.
Oh, that must be chilly on the tip of the San Francisco dog.
I hope it's chilly.
Well. Oh, well,
I made Tom laugh.
Every once in a while.
You
know, hey, just when you think you can't reach a new low, somehow we do it. Christy's right. There's the chili dog.
Christy is right.
The New York dog. The slaw dog. Okay, you're going to have to help me here. The Sonoran dog.
Well, I don't know what that is.
S-O-N-O-R-A-N.
Isn't that a pepper or a Sonoran dog?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there a Coney dog?
I had a Sonoran dog, but then I gave it an apnea mask.
What? Yes. Yeah. No, no. A snoring dog.
We got it.
Then you did what? You gave a nap to him? What?
I gave it an apnea mask.
Seemed like a really long pause.
Oh, a sleep apnea mask.
Okay. You guys have to get better because when I'm working at that high of a level,
you see
what it is?
No, here's the mistake you made. It is sleep apnea. So when you just say apnea, that's what you're
Oh, so when if I just say apnea, nobody knows what the hell I'm saying.
I did. We got it. I heard you.
No, I thought you were saying you gave the dog a nap to take.
Well, I know you can't hear. And Jess.
No, unfortunately, I did hear that. But it's a combination of your misspeaking
and a joke
that really just has, once again, in both concept and delivery, not there. Do better.
Tell you what a Sonoran dog is.
Please.
By all means, let's stop the comedy.
Unique street food that originated in southern Arizona and northwestern Mexico. It's a bacon-wrapped hot dog served on a burrito-style bun.
Don't do that.
It's something no one's ever heard
Pinto
of.
Pinto beans, onions, tomatoes, and various condiments. But it represents that part of the United States.
That may have been long, but it was boring.
You're welcome.
Did you say burrito?
Burrito.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to Trebek it up.
There's a Seattle dog, which is served with a wet bun.
It's often raining.
It rains.
Yes. Yeah. It's a climate joke, you see.
That was worse than his.
It was worse.
No, it was the delivery at 10, concept at 2.
I'm still king of the hill with chili dog.
Result zero.
He won that.
And chili dog would have been nothing if I hadn't said San Francisco dog first.
For
true.
God's sake.
I just want the credit
that
I deserve.
You set him up totally.
Whatever, apnea.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. If it doesn't have sleep in front of it, I couldn't possibly get the context.
Apnea is the frat nickname of the guy who fell asleep.
Can we all just agree?
They pantsed him and took a bunch of compromising photographs they sent to his parents.
Can we all just agree? We all need to do better?
Yes.
Yes.
We do. Oh, God, yeah. We've been talking about this for decades.
Yeah. Well, now that we're back in agreement, let's regroup.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So can you bet on this is what I want to know.
Yes.
DraftKings, you dumbass. He said it 17 times.
Sorry. What are you, stupid?
Even when you hear, you don't hear.
Can you bet on this?
So if I go to DraftKings.
And you son of a bitch, you wrote it down.
When did I stop being vice president?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.